off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Wheels up, flaps down. Let's fly.
I wanna fly. I'm ready to burn down all the walls that I've been building up.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. We got Captain Austin with us as well, wandering the aisles here in the hangars of Sun and Fun 2026 here in Lakeland, Florida. Okay, so, you know, we're still on day one. We got a lot to cover. You're going to hear it over the next several weeks episodes of Just Plane Radio. However, on day, the preview day, media day, yesterday, they had a bunch of the innovation folks that were coming up with new products, and they gave a press conference, and a few manufacturers and product makers went up and gave the media a little preview of what they were going to debut here at Sun and Fun. And we're with one of them right now, who Scott, who definitely gets the award for best presentation, because he did a thing about fuel, which we're going to get a little deeper into. But about halfway through his presentation, you know, it's kind of a dry room. It's a tough room, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it's a tough
room. I mean, us media guys, we don't want it. We've been working all day, our feet hurt. We're listening to the spiel, the pitch, the whole thing. And I'm sure it looks like you look out in the audience, you see all these deadpan looks, no reaction. And then halfway through, he was talking about, 2012, right?
Yeah, what
was
going on? When we first came up with it. When we first came up with the idea.
Of your idea. And he went away from the podium, and he said, 2012, remember they were doing this dance. And he got up and he started doing the Gangnam Style dance. And I look around, there was no reaction to the crowd, but I was laughing my ass off because I thought, oh my, this poor guy. He did this amazing sidestep that no one would have seen coming. And I think that you stunned him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, did you feel that up on stage?
I hope so. I mean,
yes,
that was what you were going for. It was a pretty dead crowd.
Yes,
was out there, but they were all looking back for the food. But and then all of a sudden, it was like, what the hell was that?
What was going on in 2012?
And why was that important?
It worked on me, Scott. And when he came off stage, I said, that was awesome, just to give him a little bit of feedback. But oh my gosh, that was really unique and different. And got my attention. And, you know, a lot of times when we do our show, the reaction I expect is the exact same reaction you got, which was like, what just happened? Yeah. I don't know what that was, but I'm intrigued. So you were talking about fuel. So let's get on track, find out what it was. So you're with, how do you say the company?
Seiss. Rhymes with nice.
Yeah. Okay, Seiss. And you developed a way to monitor fuel consumption, right?
Monitor fuel level. That has been that classic element. Like, and we were talking about it before. I don't trust my fuel gauges. They don't work.
When it's empty.
Yeah, the only way to know is do that walk around and check the tanks, right?
Guaranteed, no pilot ever, you know, with a coughing engine went, oh, look, my fuel gauge is accurate now.
Right.
Never been said in any cockpit at any time. And, you know, and it was such a bad thing that every aviation movie we've seen, Hollywood movie meme, where they tap on the fuel gauge when something's wrong with the airplane.
Right,
and
exactly.
And, you know, it's like, it's so bad, so endemic, so ingrained into our culture that we don't, you know, things like only accurate and empty is like, oh, we accept that as, and then when you think about it, wouldn't I rather be accurate before empty?
You know,
just give somebody a little warning before, you know, things got a little quiet in the cockpit.
Yes.
Other than the screaming.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. So when we came up with, we were having that discussion here prior to the interview, but, you know, we talked about floats. And one of the things that we were looking at was, you know, why do float sensors in aircraft fail? I mean, what was the mechanism behind their storied reputation? And it's a bunch of subtle things, but the fact that we're using a mechanical potentiometer and it's connected to the float arm and it's got some drag on it, so it really doesn't actually sit on the surface, and it doesn't actually move with the fluid as you would imagine it to. In fact, if you pull some of these senders out, Bonanzas are notorious. They actually have three or four floats attached to them. And it's not for buoyancy. It's to have enough weight to bring them down back to the surface of the fuel once the normal amount of shaking activity, depending on your pilot skill or atmospheric conditions,
right,
brings the float down to the fuel surface. But that drag also affected how it reacted to that fluid surface. So it wasn't absolutely tracking that element, and I was like, well, this is real subtle.
Yeah, it just wasn't accurate, and we got used to the fact that you can't trust it, right?
Right, and then I went, well, what if I disconnected the float from all mechanical encumbrances and just let it float? And it was like, wow, not only did I have a really good approximation of a very active fluid volume, but it was also mechanically damped in that waves washed over it or agitated air entrained fuel. It sat on the actual fuel surface. And I went, you know, other than the other technologies I was looking at, like capacitive or time domain reflectometry or ultrasonic, this really had the opportunity of providing the best fuel quantity indication, because the data set that I had to compress and turn into a usable fuel level for somebody,
right,
was easier. And it was like, wow, God, my only problem is going to be is here I'm trying to sell a float to a bunch of people who have been told that floats don't work.
Right.
I got over that because we have nearly every aircraft manufacturer across the world, with the exception of one, I won't mention them, but
it rhymes with
Hyper.
Okay.
but I'm outfitting a large number of their fleet, training fleets, and you know, so we're coming closer and closer together.
Yeah. But basically, you kind of created a better mousetrap, really.
Yeah.
And it's more accurate. You proved it. It's coming out now. In 2012, you came out with the idea. Now here we are.
We're looking at, if you go into a brand new Cirrus and you see the synoptics or the sort of imagery that you can actually see the fuel in the wing and how much it weighs and where it's at. Not that it's moving, but like something you'd expect on an Airbus or Boeing from the fuel standpoint,
right,
in a GA aircraft, that's pretty phenomenal. That's a big leap from only accurate at zero and a windshield wipering fuel quantity and a little tiny gauge that they pick the little tiny gauge to hide it from you.
Right. Now you can trust it a little bit more and makes you safer and everything.
Definitely. That is the huge thing. No modern aircraft has been, we have 170,000 fuel senders in the field. My dad, who's an AMPIA, when I asked in 2012 what I was doing, I'm supposed to be fixing fuel level for Cirrus. He goes, oh, you're going to get sued. We've had no incidents or accidents attributed to us now, 14 years later.
Well, there you go. Well, just my observation overall, your presentation was great. You described it perfect for SICE, right?
Yeah.
But in 2012, when the Gangnam Style dance was going,
exactly,
and you were flirting with the idea, do I go professional? I think you made the right decision doing this. I'm just saying.
You had
the moves down. You did. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And also you throw in the music next time. So you're not just like...
I thought about that afterwards. That was a last minute decision to go, all right, let me show how far we've come from 2012.
Yeah, well, he's got the moves. He does.
More importantly, the name recognition of SICE senders is probably much more than SAI.
Who is that?
Meant to do that, right?
Well, I didn't know I had that tie-in. It's PSY.
He meant to do that, surely. Of course he did. Good moves, good times. Here, Sun and Fun, Lakeland 2026, 52, red, white, and blue.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.